card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV dies at 75. Police release Z podcast hosts following investigations. And in international news, four more men freed from flooded Laos cave after 10 days.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV of the Ngoni people of Eastern Province has died at the age of 75. Senior Chief Nzamane has announced the death of the Paramount Chief, saying he passed away in Lusaka today. The traditional leader died in the early hours of today at the University Teaching Hospital, and his body has since been transferred to Maina Soko Medical Center. Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV, who ruled for 44 years, ascended to the throne in 1982 following the death of his father, who had reigned for four decades.
I want to inform you that Inkosi Amakhosi has passed on today, 30th of 2026.
Meanwhile, President Hakainde Hichilema says he has received the news of the passing of Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV with deep sadness. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM, the head of state has described the late Paramount Chief as a revered custodian of Ngoni culture and heritage, as well as a unifying symbol of Zambia's rich cultural diversity. President Hichilema said that the traditional leader's distinguished service and leadership will remain an enduring part of the nation's heritage. And Tonse Pamozi Alliance presidential candidate Brian Munduile says the passing of His Royal Highness marks the end of an extraordinary era in Zambia's traditional, cultural and national life. He said Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV stood as a towering symbol of continuity, wisdom, resilience and cultural pride. Government has noted with concern reports of the abuse and misuse of sulfuric acid export permits by certain individuals and companies. Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Principal Public Relations Officer Evaness Nankala has advised all stakeholders and members of the public that export permits issued for sulfuric acid under the Control of Goods Act are strictly regulated and are granted subject to specific terms and conditions. She has emphasized that export permits are non-transferable and may only be used by the company to which they have been issued. Ms. Nankala has further clarified that export permits are issued free of charge and the ministry does not levy any fee for their issuance.
As the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry, we have noted with concern reports of abuse and misuse of sulfuric acid export permits by certain individuals and companies. The Ministry, therefore, wishes to inform all stakeholders and members of the public that export permits issued for sulfuric acid under the provisions of the Control of Goods Act, CAP 421, are strictly regulated and are issued subject to specific terms and conditions. As the Ministry, we therefore wish to warn that any person or company found engaging in illegal practices risks having their permits revoked and may be subjected to further administrative or legal action in accordance with the law.
Z podcast hosts Kalenga Chambatu and Elsa Njigerwe have been released from police custody. In a brief statement, police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the duo had been detained on Thursday, May 28, 2026, pending investigations. Mr. Chilavi said the two were released after the completion of the necessary investigative procedures. Mr. Chambatu and Mr. Chigerwe had recorded an interview with former intelligence chief Xavier Chungu. Transparency International Zambia has expressed disappointment with the ruling UPND's failure to promote youth and women participation ahead of the August elections. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe says the ruling party, which strongly supported Bill 7, was expected to lead by example by adopting more youth and women as candidates for the upcoming polls. In an interview, Mr. Nyambe says the current situation validates concerns that promises made about the proposed law increasing representation for youths and women have not materialized. He has described the development as disappointing, stating that many stakeholders had expected a stronger commitment from the ruling party towards empowering women and young people in leadership and decision-making positions.
We expected the ruling party, being the ones that primarily pushed for the enactment of that law, I think that we should have seen a lot more of them leading by example and showing by example. It really just vindicates us in a sense, because it seems that what was promised in terms of this law being able to lead to more adoptions of youth, more adoptions of women, it certainly doesn't seem to be the case. Our expectation was that the UPND certainly, and being the ones that actually pushed for the enactment of that law, you would have expected that they would lead by example. So it's very disappointing.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Mining expert Edward Simukonda says artisanal and small-scale miners in Zambia currently lack capacity to meet the government's annual target of producing 100,000 metric tons of copper. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Simukonda has noted that most artisanal and small-scale miners do not have the necessary equipment to significantly increase production levels. He said increased investment is needed to enable miners to acquire essential machinery and equipment, including vehicles for transportation and other mining operations. Mr. Simukonda has further appealed to the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development to update the nation on the progress made towards achieving the production target and disclose how much copper has been produced so far.
In my own view, I see and what is happening around, and with my own understanding and experience, for us to meet that 100,000, it's not going to be easy with the kinds of equipment the small-scale miners that are used and the positions they are in. It requires a lot of things for any guy to produce good quantities. These guys don't have the equipment, they don't even have the transports to move cargo. You know, it's nice to dream, but are we going to really achieve what we are dreaming about? It's difficult because there's no information that is being given to the public, so it's very, very hard. But one thing I know is that 100,000 is going to be very, very difficult to attain.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. International
news. Four men who were trapped inside a flooded cave in Laos for 10 days have been freed, Thai rescuers say, a day after another man was rescued. They are among seven villagers who entered the narrow tunnels in search of gold but were prevented from leaving when flash floods hit the remote mountain area of central Sesambun province on 20 May. Only five were found alive by rescuers on Wednesday, while two men remain missing. The BBC has more on other global stories.
The medical charity MSF has warned that Ebola is spreading in the Democratic Republic of Congo at a deeply alarming rate. There have been more than 1,000 suspected cases since the outbreak was declared 2 weeks ago, and over 240 deaths. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has travelled to the Congolese province of Ituri to oversee efforts to contain the virus. The United States, Britain and Australia have announced they're working together to develop undersea drones. The three countries formed a defense pact called AUKUS in 2021 to counter China's growing influence in the Asia-Pacific region. Mr. Hegseth has also said the US is more than capable of restarting the war with Iran. He was speaking in Singapore after President Trump met his advisers to decide whether to extend the current ceasefire. No decision has been announced. Mr. Hegseth urged Asian states to ramp up military spending to counter China's growing power, but he added that ties with Beijing are better than they've been in many